Welcome to We Sing Our Faith, sharing the music and ministry of today's Catholic recording artists. I am your host, Julie Carrick, and it is my privilege to share my fellow artists with you.
Welcome to We Sing Our Faith, and welcome to Advent. What an incredible season. We are just beginning this weekend. And as I look at these beautiful focuses of this time of Advent, we begin with hope. This first weekend, as we begin the Advent season, we're going to be focusing on hope. And each of the following weeks, we're going to look at all of these wonderful themes, if you will, of Advent that our church gives us during this time of preparation. So we're going to begin with hope. We will look at peace and joy and love over the next few weeks of Advent. And I want to begin the program today with a very traditional, beautiful Advent hymn. It always feels like this starts the season, this beautiful hymn, O Come, Emmanuel. Jamie Teton is going to begin the program today for us with her beautiful rendition of this song. And then we're going to come back and have some wonderful conversation and prayer today.
Israel.
Thank you, Jamie. Thank you so much. As we wait in joyful hope for the coming of Christ, entering this world as a babe in a manger, we pray for all of our family members, our friends, our world, to embrace the joyful hope of this season. You know, the world is so good at just being loud. And as we begin Advent as a church, as we begin this new liturgical year, this new year of hope and peace and joy and love, the world around us right now is ramping up all of the ads that somehow we are not going to make it to Christmas unless we go into debt, unless we have total anxiety for the next 4 weeks, making shopping lists and food lists and planning what 25 Christmas celebrations we're going to do before Christmas even arrives. I am begging you, as I am begging myself, to realize that this time of Advent draws us into the quiet, to focus on Christ the Lord and Christ alone as we wait in joyful hope for his coming. So the next song that I want to go to is a beautiful piece, and this is from one of the OCP, Oregon Catholic Press, composers, Robert Fiducia, and co-written by Sarah Hart. So these two beautiful people have such a great way of composing music that just goes to the heart of the matter. And with Advent focusing our thoughts on the coming of Christ, how more perfect than to go to their song, Christ the Lord. Let's take a few moments now as Robert sings for us, Christ the Lord. And we're going to come back and chat about this one as well.
Yearning for the coming light, in his rising hope awaking, love has come to steal the night. In our hearts, true east, we're facing toward the coming of our Lord. Morning rising, gloom now flee. Christ returned, his word is true. As we wait with hope for rescue, love descends and all is well. Prophets tell your God is with you, gift Emmanuel. He is here, but hid as lowly in the poor and mystery, where the bread and wine are offered. He is here, our God and shining, lifting us to his embrace. curse no more confounding. Lift your head and know His face.
Now, as I mentioned, this time of Advent really does give us an invitation to being quiet, to putting our eyes to where they belong, toward heaven, toward the coming of the Savior. There's a beautiful prayer from Pope Benedict the 16th, and this short little prayer, I think, just really gives us a great sense of this hope and the purpose during this time of Advent. So these are the words of Pope Benedict the 16th. In Advent, Christians relive a dual impulse of the Spirit. On the one hand, they raise their eyes toward the final destination of their pilgrimage through history, which is the glorious return of the Lord Jesus Christ. On the other, remembering with emotion His birth in Bethlehem, they kneel before the crib. That's what this time of Advent is about. It is to remind us that we are on a journey, our final journey going toward our heavenly place. But that's going to be given us, gifted to us, by a great price that was paid by Jesus Christ. And when He comes again in glory, when He comes for that final day of judgment to take us home, that's the most amazing. And in the meantime, we have this beautiful celebration every year reminding us, and as Pope Benedict said, with emotion, His birth in Bethlehem. That emotion should be that deep sense of hope and peace and love and joy that comes from our heart, not the busyness of the world. And so the next song that I want to go to is from Jamie Teton. Jamie has so many years been a friend of We Sing Our Faith, and this beautiful, beautiful rendition of Waiting in Silence, this always begins my Advent season. So from Jamie Teton, Waiting in Silence. Thank you. Thank you, Jamie. What an incredibly beautiful reminder that as we wait in silence, as we wait in hope for him who is coming, not just the babe in the manger, but everything that his life promised and was fulfilled. As he was born and raised and gave his life for us as the most incredible gift. That's going to take us to another prayer. From St. John Paul, he offered a beautiful prayer for this season of hopeful anticipation, as he would call that, our hopeful anticipation. O Mother of our Advent, be with us and see to it that he will remain with us in this difficult advent of the struggles for truth and hope, for justice and peace. He alone is Emmanuel. He alone is God with us. It's an amazing truth that he is God with us. He doesn't leave us. He is constantly with us. But again, as I said, the world is so good at making this time about everything but Christ. Everything but what we are going to be celebrating with the fulfillment of Advent that comes at Christmas. But if we spend this time well, it's going to be well worth the wait as we find ourselves in the beauty of Advent leading us to Christmas, to the coming of Christ, Emmanuel, God with us. I want to go to one of my songs now. It's a beautiful rendition of this old hymn, Let All Mortal Flesh Keep Silence. And again, this is one of those, I don't know, it starts the season. It puts us into that mindset of being silent, going into the quiet, stepping away from the worldliness that happens in such a big way during these weeks that should be focused in on Christ. And the line that gets me every time I sing this is that the angels veil their faces in his presence. That they veil their face to his presence. He is so magnificent that the angels can hardly look upon him. And for us to be able to take this time to go into the silence, to look at that word hope, knowing that he is everything, he is all that matters. And that when we place everything of ours into his plan, we can certainly live in hope because he wants only what is best for us. So we need to take this time of quiet, this time of reverence, preparing our hearts to be ready to receive him. So from me, your host, Julie Carrick, let all mortal flesh keep silence. If you've just joined us today on We Sing Our Faith, I'm your host, Julie Carrick, Catholic recording artist, author, and mission presenter. You are invited to please visit the website WeSingOurFaith.org, WeSingOurFaith.org, that's the site, where you can learn about each and every one of the artists whose music and ministry we share each and every week. At that same place, if you are so inclined, give us your prayer intentions. We want to pray for you. And during this time of the quiet of Advent, it's a wonderful opportunity to take those prayers into our daily devotions. So please let us know what we might pray for you. And, you know, as we're going to be lighting that first candle on the Advent wreath this Sunday, that wreath is a reminder as we light the candle each week. We add to them the three purple and the one pink. As again, we look at those images that remind us of hope and peace and joy and love. And I love Psalm 98. Let the hills sing for joy together before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity. Lord our God, we praise you for your Son, Jesus Christ. For he is Emmanuel, the hope of all people, he in the wisdom that teaches and guides us. He is the Savior of us all. O Lord, let your blessing come upon us as we begin the season of Advent. And that wreath, that it be a sign, right? And I pray that every one of us puts somehow that reminder in our home, the Advent wreath. Don't worry about decorating yet for Christmas. It's not Christmas, it's Advent. And so those four candles, maybe that's all you're going to do at this point. Just put four candles on your dining room table. And each evening, light one of those candles. May the wreath and its light be a sign of Christ's promise of salvation. May he come quickly and not delay. We ask this in his holy name. Amen. Now, the next song that we're going to go to today is beautiful. Anne Weiss is the composer, and it begs that question, how we wait for you? How do we wait for the Lord? How are we taking this time of Advent to prepare our hearts, our souls, our minds? Instead of being so worried about what kind of presents we're going to buy for people, take some time to invite them to what is most important. Invite them to Mass. Invite someone for these next 4 weeks to come with you each time you go to Mass, whether it's once a week on the Sunday or Saturday vigil, or perhaps you're a daily Mass attendee. What a joy as we have that privilege of going to Mass every day. But invite someone so that at Christmas you give them the greatest gift of all, that coming back to and reuniting with the faith community. What an incredible gift that would be for someone. But to, again, step away from those things that cause anxiety and just realize how we hope and we wait for the Lord. Now, from Anne Weiss, this beautiful song, How We Wait for You.
Little child of God, how we wait for you, Emmanuel, as we make our journey of preparation, as we wait for the promise to be fulfilled. There is a sign
at the
Thank you, Anne. Such a joy that this woman is such a symbol of hope. She who not only just a few years ago had such an incredibly difficult medical issue when she had that brain aneurysm burst, and everyone thought that hope was gone for her to remain with us. And yet what an incredible living example of God's healing presence in our world. And the way that Anne sings and shares her gift of music is such a gift. So thank you, Anne, for sharing with us today. And I want to go to one more with Jamie Teton. Jamie has such, as we all know, an incredible voice, an incredible way of singing both new compositions and the old beautiful hymns. And her rendition of "O Anxious Heart" just begged to be on this program this week. As I was reading through the daily readings of this first week of Advent, as I was looking at the beauty of the prayers, and then that stark contrast of the way that the world brings on the anxiety, we need not be anxious. We can tell these anxious hearts of ours, "O anxious heart, wait on the Lord. That's all that matters. Nothing else matters. Just to be with and wait on the Lord for his direction, his word, his hope in our life." So, from Jamie Teton, her most beautiful rendition of "O Anxious Heart."
O anxious heart, wait on the Lord. Be still and know that He is God. O anxious heart, when the wind and waves come against your faith, don't be afraid. For even the mighty tempest, when He speaks, must obey. O anxious heart. Anxious heart, wait on the Lord. From sorrow's night, the dawn will come. O anxious heart, till the shadows break, hold on to your faith. Don't be afraid, for He will come and safely lead you to that quiet place. O anxious heart, till the shadows break, hold on to your faith. Don't be afraid, for He will come and safely lead you to that quiet place. O anxious heart, O anxious heart, O anxious heart.
Thank you, Jamie. Thank you so much. And we continue to pray for her and Pete and the beautiful work that they are doing with Sacred Heart Ranch there in Idaho. Now, there is one other beautiful prayer, and I love this one. This is during this first week of Advent. Listen to these words. All-powerful God, your eternal word took flesh on our earth when the Virgin Mary placed her life at the service of your plan. Let lift our minds in watchful hope to hear the voice which announces His glory, and open our minds to receive the Spirit who prepares us for His coming. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. That line, when the Virgin Mary placed her life at the service of your plan. Oh, that each and every one of us would lay our lives at the purpose of God's plan for each and every one of us. When we live our life for Him, it doesn't necessarily mean that the struggles just go away. They don't. And in fact, many times they seem to ramp up because the evil one hates it when we draw closer to Him. But when we do that, we know that no matter what we go through, we live in joyful hope because we know that God has best for us laid out and planned. We know that whether it is a joy or a struggle that we're going to go through, He is with us. He knows each and every moment of our life. He knows what's going to happen, and He is with us. And because of that, we have hope. We know that He has prepared a perfect place for each and every one of us to be with Him in eternity someday. And because of that, we live in hope. At the beginning of each day, we begin our day in hope. Because, as it says in the psalm, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. We have hope because He is with us. In the middle part of our day, right, or the middle part of our life, if we want to look at it that way, we live in hope because we know that He is the God of all hope. He is the God, He is the being, He is the deity who loves us more than anyone could possibly love us. And because of that, we live in hope. And we know that at the end of Advent, on Christmas morning, when it dawns and we see that baby in the manger, we know that hope for our world was born. Hope which opens wide the doors of salvation. It is this beauty that we live in. It is that incredible knowledge that we hope in. So I want to sing this beautiful, beautiful old hymn, Lord of All Hopefulness. And as you hear the lilting melody of this song, I pray that any struggle that you might be going through during this time of Advent, you will be able to lay it down at the foot of the Lord, knowing that in Him alone we place our hope. So, from me, your host, Julie Carrick, Lord of All Hopefulness.
Child like, no care could destroy.
love to sing that one. I just do. There is such a joy in singing that song. And I recorded it during a time of great trial. As many of you know, it was quite a few years ago now that I was journeying through that struggle of lung cancer. And at the end of it, to be able to put such a joyful, just such a joyful pin in that, right? Knowing that, yes, we have illness. Yes, we have struggles. Yes, we have so many broken things in our world. But to know that God and his incredible joy and his incredible gift of grace, each and every one of us lives in this season of hope. And when I was recording that project in the waiting, that song in the midst of all of that trial just gave me such a sense of hope. And so, Lord of all hopefulness, what a perfect name of that song. And now I want to go to one with Lori and Adam Yubowski, because as I do that. And so from Lori and Adam Yubowski, they give us the perfection in just the title of the song, Lord, I Live for You, right? If we could take up that mantra during this time of Advent, Lord, I live for you. That's what it's all about. Because as we live for him, every one of the struggles and every one of the things that we're going to deal with in this life becomes less a burden and more realizing that as we carry our crosses and we follow after him who laid it down for us, it's amazing. It changes our perspective. It changes our focus from that of the world to what God wants in each of our lives, which is the best for us. So again, this beautiful couple, Lori and Adam Yubowski, they're known as Out of Darkness. Let's take a listen now as they sing for us, Lord, I Live for You. Thank you, Lori and Adam. And now there's another prayer that I want to share with you. This Advent, this hope that we begin this week. Heavenly Father, your Son Jesus is your greatest gift to us, a great sign of your love. Guide us as we strive to walk in that love together as a family this Advent. As we prepare our hearts for Christmas, bring us closer to each other and to your Son. Give us the grace and strength we need every day. Help us to always trust in you. Come, Lord Jesus, lead all people closer to you. Come and dispel the darkness of our world with the light of your love. Dear Jesus, you are the hope in our messy world. This Advent, help us to slow down, listen to your voice, and focus on what's really important. We place our hope in you as we prepare our hearts to celebrate your birth on Christmas. Amen. And now the song that is going to take us to the top of the hour, this beautiful rendition again of those words of the O Come, O Come, Emmanuel, but this particular one by Steve Agrisano takes it in such a lilting and lovely way, and just the beauty again of this person who's so willing to share his gifts with our Catholic faith, another Oregon Catholic Press artist. And Steve Agrisano is, again, one of these gentlemen who lives his faith, not just in the music he sings, but in the way that he shares his events around the country and brings that message of hope to so many through the beauty of his music. And so from Steve Agrisano, his beautiful song, Emmanuel.
Come, come, Emmanuel, Son of God, appear. Heaven and earth rejoice, salvation is drawing near. Salvation is drawing near. Oh come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lonely exile here until the Son of God. Salvation is drawing near. Salvation is drawing near. Oh, come, O Rod of Jesse, stand. From every foe deliver that trust your mighty power to save. Give them victory o'er the grave. Come, come, Emmanuel, Son of God, appear. Heaven and earth rejoice, salvation is drawing near. Salvation is drawing near. Oh, come, desire of nations bound. Hearts of all mankind. Oh, bid our sad division cease and be for us the Prince of Peace. Come, come, Emmanuel, Son of God, appear. Heaven and earth, salvation is drawing near. Come, come, Emmanuel, Son of God, appear. Heaven and earth rejoice, salvation is drawing near. come to thee, O Israel. Rejoice, Emmanuel, shall come to thee, O Israel.
Thank you, Steve. And just a shout out again to each and every one of the artists whose music and ministry that we share. That website is wesingourfaith.org. Wesingourfaith.org. That's the site. The toll-free number is 1-888-880-6874. And we are here to connect you with each and every one of these artists. And as we head up to the top of the hour, I just want to share some very exciting news. For 2026, Pope Leo has asked the bishops of the United States to take a beautiful look at how we will consecrate the entire United States of America to the Sacred Heart of Jesus Christ. And so for 2026, if you are interested in hosting one of the beautiful Sacred Heart events that we are preparing, you're not going to want to waste a second giving us a call to get your parish or diocese scheduled. So please visit wesingourfaith.org and click on the link for Julie Carrick. And of course, the toll-free number is 1-888-880-6874. And we would love to make you one of our first stops. Now, until next week, may God bless you and keep you.
A powerful platform for promoting the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is the Guadalupe Radio Network, radio for your soul.
Hi, I'm Father Sam Medley of the Soul Community. I'd love for you to join me on the quest every Monday and Wednesday at 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern. We talk about the church, the sacraments, relationships, and how to find peace in a noisy world. Your questions and calls are always welcome. That's the quest, 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Guadalupe Radio Network, the free GRN app, and streaming on social media. I hope you'll tune in.
The Spirit World with Debbie Giorgiani and Adam Bly recently won a Gabriel Award for Best Radio Program, and it's easy to see why.
Thank you, Adam and Debbie. You two are a blessing to us converts. I was 30 years Protestant, but I do want to say for Protestants that I know listen to your program because I did. As a Protestant, you couldn't get too deep into angels because they worried that you were worshiping them. But just knowing that the angels are helping me as I make this journey, I can't get enough. I want to go to the mountaintop and just to all my Protestant friends, let them know we are not on our own. I listen to your show weekdays. I listen to it on Saturdays. I did before I even came to the Catholic Church.
Listen on Saturday mornings starting at 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern.
Hey, Cecil, what's the best Christmas gift you've ever received?
I love this question. When I was 7, I got the cutest little kitten. Oh, and when I was 10, I got a bright pink bicycle complete with a basket and a bell. How about you, Dave?
Well, I'd say the best gifts I've gotten have been the sacrificial ones from GRN listeners during our Christmas Share-a-thons, all for the salvation of souls.
Ew, those are amazing gifts.
And we have our Christmas Share-a-thon coming up December 1st through the 5th with a theme of giving the gift of faith.
My kitten's name was Fluffy.
Yeah, I mean, we listen to the radio all the time. We really like Morning Joy. It just sets my day off right. And we listen to the Mass, and it's life-changing.
I listen throughout the day, and it helps me reset my heart and mind on Christ, especially if I'm having a difficult day of being a mom. Without the radio, I wouldn't have entered the church. It really helped us learn so much about the faith.
The Guadalupe Radio Network, radio for your soul.